right. Anybody want to just say how what that experience was like, what you felt, if anything, what you're feeling right now? Feel free to just raise your hand up and I'll call on you. And if you want to share anything real quickly. Tim.
Yeah, you know, I told you I do Wim Hof breathing a couple, three times a day, and I see you have a modified version, which I haven't tried yet. This, it was definitely almost exhilarating. Just another question. When you're doing the pump on the exhale, are you rotating back and forth between the PC and the anal?
No, I keep them locked together. Is what I notice. I do the PC first, then the sphincter, and keep them locked both as it moves up my spine. And as soon as it's out the top of my spine, I release them both and then start them again. 1, 2, hold, then release. 1, 2, hold. That's how I do it. Again, there's other ways of doing this. Some people may say I'm doing it completely back asswards. Some people probably even teach it going the other direction. This is just how I do it. And it feels good to me. It's just become habitual and I like the rhythm of it.
Okay. 'Cause I had a hard time trying to rotate between the two. So that's good. So I'm congruent with how you experience this and that it was good.
Lock them both. I'm glad you felt exhilarating. And again, some people say, well, I didn't feel, you know, like sexually aroused. I don't think you will. Now, if you do enough of that squeezing of those muscles, it will create some state of arousal. I was on an airplane just a month or so ago, and my wife and I were sitting next to each other up in first class. And I was on an airplane for 4.5 hour flight. So I'm just relaxing, doing that breath. And I'm just doing that, you know, eyes closed, just relaxed. And my wife, who's sitting next to me, just leans over, puts her hand on my belly and starts rubbing my belly and puts her head on my shoulders. Right, what's that about? You know, I don't know, but I'm thinking, there is something to that energetic piece. That did that draw her to me? I don't know, but hey, it'd be worth trying it frequently to see if I get repeated results that way. And my wife's very affectionate anyway. So, but that was a cool experience. Kartik, you had your hand up, but put it back down. Did you have a comment or observation?
I loved it. This was a real discovery for me. The thing with the roof in the mouth, the tongue hitting the roof of the mouth is something that I had learned in a meditation practice, Kriya Yoga practice. And that's moving energy up the chakras. So that kind of the exhale also reminded me of that. It's really calming and grounding. And I also felt like I'm really eager to practice this in the presence of my partner.
Yes, very much so. Practice it in the presence of your partner. All right, Nimanha.
Yeah, so it felt a little bit strange for me because I felt uncoordinated with myself, a little bit, a bit too much. But when to squeeze, when to breathe. But the moment you said you have 3 times left to do it, I did it perfectly 3 times. All right.
And, you know, this is called a practice. I don't care if you're practicing sitting meditation, practicing Wim Hof breathing, you know, practicing macrocircular breathing. It's called a practice. Why? Because you practice it. You know, it'd be like, you know, first time if we did an exercise of, you know, patting our head and rubbing our stomach, you know, you might have a hard time doing it the first moment. But anything that we're learning new, our nervous system has to adapt to it. But once we adapt and practice, it starts becoming habitual in our system and we just fall into it. And I just fall into this breath now all the time. Just, you know, like I said, be on an airplane, be having sex, be sitting here at my desk. During this call, I will do it. You know, I'll notice if my body starts tensing up or if my chest starts tightening for whatever reason, usually because I'm attached to some kind of outcome, I'll just come back into that breath. And you guys won't even know it, but I'll be doing the breath while we're on the call. So it's just practice it. And again, just practice it throughout the day. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that with me. The reason I did this with you guys, number one, was to you know, maybe seduce you into coming and getting on the call with me to give you something, you know, special, like that involves sexual stamina and vitality. But when I started doing the virtual workshops, I'm in a program with a guy named John Wineland, who's studied personally with David Data for over 10 years. And I think John's probably going to carry on the mantle of Data forward. And so we always, John's big into practice. We'll do practices like for 30 or 45 minutes in the workshops online. So I've started doing them on the virtual calls. And I begin every call with a different practice, a guided meditation, living your best life, Wim Hof breathing, Qigong, Iron Shirt. And the guys all love it. The men have really, I've gotten nothing but positive feedback. So we start each call about 10 to 12 minutes of some kind of practice. And so let me just say a little bit more about the virtual workshops, how they got started. Let me just kind of tell you a little bit about what happens in them, what our resources are. And I'll just open it up if you guys have any questions at all that I can answer, some of the alumni can answer. But in terms of doing the virtual workshops, people had asked me about doing a virtual workshop years past, but because I liked the in-person workshops so much, I liked the connection, just how the guys connected. And I mean, Friday night in the workshop is like a bunch of room full of strangers. Sunday, when they all, you know, leave on Sunday evening, it's like they've been frat brothers for 20 years. And I like that a lot. I love community. I love tribe. And I just thought, you know, virtual workshops, that's just not going to happen. You know, we're on fucking Zoom. How could that happen? But I've been in a men's program for 3 years where we do, you know, a few calls a month on Zoom. I've been doing that for years with some in-person workshops. And the combination of the two is really powerful. But of course, when COVID hit last year and I had to start canceling in-person workshops, and just to be honest, one motivation was, you know, I had, you know, a dozen or more people that had paid me a bunch of money to do a workshop with me, and I didn't want to give their money back. You know, I thought, I got to come up with something different. And so I came up with the virtual workshops. And so I launched a Sunday one a year ago, May, and it filled up in less than 48 hours. So I decided to add a Friday night one too, and then it filled up. I thought, okay. Now, I had a lot of anxiety doing the first virtual workshops, again, a year ago, May. And, you know, it's 5 weeks, 3 hours for each session. The coaches get an extra three-hour session, so 6 weeks. And I just had no idea, you know, how it would work, what the guys would think, if they would connect. I just didn't know. And long story short, I was blown away, as well as were all the participants, who most of whom were disappointed because they didn't get to come to Puerto Vallarta or New Orleans or Edmonton or Amsterdam to do workshops with me. They're all disappointed. But when after the virtual workshop was done, several times they've said, can you add more sessions? That's not unusual. And I have at times when I could added extra sessions. And the guys have just stayed connected. Now, here's why I think that has happened so well, is that doing this over a 5 week period, I give homework assignments in between each of our calls. Homework, you know, about an hour a week where you work on certain projects in terms of your own nice guy recovery. And I've got a series of videos that I've been creating since I started the virtual workshops. I'll show you just a little glimpse of that in a minute. So the guys get homework in between. And a lot of times their homework involves reaching out to other workshop members and getting on Zoom with them in between calls. Right? Sometimes during the three-hour Zoom calls, I'll put guys into breakout rooms. So there's just with two or three other guys, and they do something for 20 minutes with two or three other guys. And so after 5 weeks, you know, the tribe, the energy is just amazing. Mernal, Carl, Sid, all just got done with one of those. And one of the really cool things that keeps these guys connected is in the in-person workshops, you know, I set up, used to be WhatsApp, now I use Signal. I'd set up a group chat where guys can stay in touch with each other before, during, and after the in-person workshops. And those guys stay in touch, you know, a few weeks. And in the in-person, I've known a lot of guys have told me they've made a really strong friend or two that they stay in touch with like forever. But here's what's cool about the virtual workshops, because the guys are already used to meeting with each other on Zoom on a regular basis, it's real easy to continue that. And they all do. They all create their own peer support system, usually meeting at the same time, maybe every other week, maybe once a month, some weekly, to continue the calls that they already got used to doing on Zoom. And they continue connecting with each other on the Signal or the WhatsApp thread. So because of 5 weeks, lots of time to connect, because we're already used to connecting virtually, that continues. And I'm blown away with just the depth of tribe that gets created through the virtual workshop. I didn't see it coming. I really did not. I thought it was going to be inferior to the in-person workshop. So, well, let me say, Sid, you've been in both. You've been in an in-person workshop with me. You've been in a virtual. And I know you had positive experience in both, but you live in India. You went to Seattle to do an in-person workshop. So you're not going to see any of those people again. What's had the closer, more intense energy, the in-person or the virtual workshop?
Yeah. So I did the in-person 2 years back, and the virtual workshop, I assisted Doc a couple of months back, or last month, right? And like, it's exactly what he said, right? We felt this intense connection in that in-person thing. We left like brothers for a while. There was energy on the WhatsApp group then. There are a couple of guys I still talk to every couple of months. And it just turned my life around in terms of my own recovery. And I've been on the sort of nice guy journey for 11 years. I read the book like in 2010, I think, right? So that was that. And I still refer to my notes from that 2 years workshop pretty much every week, right? I still have them on my iPad. And then last month, I was talking to Doc when we did the virtual stuff. I said, you know, here's the thing. One, I realized that over the 2 years, because of the virtual stuff, the new resources, Doc, that you've built, right? They weren't there when I did it in person. So right. There's a whole sort of richness to that sort of, you know, learning experience just by the resources, the videos, the tools that are added, which was mind-blowing. The second is, now, even though we didn't meet in person, we were together for 6 weeks, constantly communicating as a group on Signal and MeWe and connecting separately. The group I was in, that group, you know, took the ruminating brain class together. So a subset of them just, you know, decided on a different day they want to get together for another hour to take the ruminating brain class together, right? Because you get access to all of the other courses in Doc's sort of repertoire for the next year. And so they bonded over that, and that group is still going. While the virtual workshop is done, they're still meeting as the ruminating brain class every Monday, I think, right? So like, and personally for me, like, I'm committed to doing the TPI once a year, because that's the impact it has on my recovery, right? So whether it's as an assistant, whether it's as a participant, but that's, I'm biased. I love the work that Doc puts out, but that's just my experience with both those things.
All right. I'll send you that check later on for that testimonial. Thanks. All right, Murnal, you had your hand up for a minute. Did you want to share something?
Yes. Thanks. And partly because I've got 8% battery before it runs out, okay, as well, as I mentioned to you. So I put the video link for the Valuetainment video. That's my favorite YouTube channel. Saw the video, didn't know what a nice guy was. I felt it explained so many of the issues I'd been having. Coming on the course changed my life, and reading the material and watching the video, because I realized it wasn't just me. I thought it was a me problem. I didn't realize other people had the same issues that I had. And I'd never put my needs first. I thought the key to success was not putting my needs first. So I would self-sabotage when it came to success many, many, many times. So it was huge coming on the program, opening my mind to different things. So whether it's the breathing or the concepts, the higher masculine, lower masculine, things like that, the masculine, feminine energy, that was big. I learned so much. Connecting with the other guys, before I came on the course, I thought, well, if nothing else, I'm going to meet 10 other guys or whatever the number was. And that's been good. And we've set up our own group. We're going to start next week. So there's a lot of benefits. I found it really useful. And I'm not being paid to say this, but I've really enjoyed it. And I've said to Robert, if he comes over to London, we'd love to look after him. He's after some good Indian food. There's plenty of restaurants here. But no, I've loved it. It's been great. And that's why I've come on this course, just to do anything I can to help you out, because I appreciate what you've done.
Appreciate that. And you know, again, I invited my alumni of previous virtual workshops to come, to just drop in Friday night and then on this call as well. And several have, and that's like, it's a joke. I'm not paying them anything. They took their time to come do this. And because they've had such a positive experience, and I'm just listening to them, they want to share that. Carl, I saw you had your hand up. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in since I'm an alumni as well. I just come off the course. So a couple of things maybe that the other guys haven't said. One is that the sessions, the TPI sessions are very open and kind of, they're not agenda driven. The way Dr. Glover runs it is incredible, really. I've never been on a course where you run it so openly. But because you have so much knowledge and experience over the years, anything you bring to the table, so if you bring live stuff that's going on in your life, like I was going through a difficult, turbulent relationship during the time I was doing the course, well, I was getting sort of, what, you know, coaching from Dr. Glover in terms of what was, you know, happening in my relationship and from the other guys. I had a 3-hour conversation 2 days ago with one of the guys from the alumni, the same group that I was on, around that same relationship, which is still going on, still an interesting story. But you know, that's what you can get. So it's not just like a typical course. You get kind of course content and here's the agenda and a bunch of PowerPoint slides. Forget that. It's a living, breathing, real-time processing of what's going on in relation to your kind of no more Mr. Nice Guy habits. So I'm tremendously grateful to see that. I've done lots and lots of training because I'm a men's coach over the years, but I've never had something so powerful as this. It really was packed in. And the masculine, feminine learning in that session, I will never forget. It's very powerful. I'm not going to ruin it by saying what it is, but I would, I'd pay the money just to get that learning. So
all right.
I just wanted to chime in.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for all of you. I just appreciate you sharing that. So let me share with you guys just a little bit of the resources that I use, the tools that I use, and then I'm going to open it up and let you guys ask any questions that you have that I can answer or these guys can answer. I see a couple more people have just logged in. Hopefully it wasn't because errors I made in trying to communicate worldwide times, but one thing that happened is U.S. changed to daylight saving time at 2:00 this morning. And it changes a lot of parts of the world don't change daylight saving times, and a lot that do don't do it till later in the month. Here in Mexico, it's not going to happen for 3 more weeks, so it changes my schedule because I'm used to thinking in U.S. time. Okay, but glad to have you guys here that just dropped in. So and I'll come back in a minute and let you say hi, but let me just do a screen share with you. Get rid of that. Let's go to this. This is the resource page that everybody in the workshop gets. Now, the coaches in the coach certification program go through the TPI program as one of the guys. They just get a lot of other benefits from the program, and they get a 6th session, and they get to be, if they're a practicing coach, therapist, they get to be listed on my website, get referrals, make posts in my monthly newsletter. So there's a lot of extra benefits. In fact, for the first time, the two workshops I just did, the Friday night and Sunday, they just wrapped up a couple weeks ago. I had in both those workshops, Friday night had 8 people, Sunday had 10, I cap it at 10. But in both workshops, if I remember right, 3 or 4 of that number was in the coach certification program. Well, we reached the end of the program and several people asked about upgrading because of the extra benefits that you get of getting all my classes for a year, that 6th session. And there's just a few other benefits that go with it. And in my Friday night workshop, all 8 of the people in it ended up upgrading to do the coach part to get that extra call. And because so many upgraded, I added another week. I added an actual 7th call. And then on Sunday, 8 out of the 10 upgraded. And so I added an extra week for that as well. So the coaches actually, which was almost everybody, 18 out of 20 guys, or 16 out of 18 guys, all got an extra week added on. Because I just thought, you know, hey, I usually have 3 guys on these calls. I got 8 or 10. So I just added another week. But this resource page has all the resources. It's behind a firewall. I do a lot to protect confidentiality, privacy. I don't want anything you guys share, discuss, getting out there into the world. I do everything I can to protect your anonymity. So this page has all the dates of the workshop. This is for Friday night that we just finished up. It has a Zoom link, goes down and talks a little bit just about the format of how we meet once a week for 3 hours. You're expected to be there, have good internet connection, show up, be ready to go. And then the Sid was referring to the TPI workshop video series. I just started this when I did the first virtual workshops in May, and I've been adding to it a little bit at a time. And what I did is I took presentations that I used to just like deliver during the in-person workshops and put them into a PowerPoint screen share video. And at least a couple of the guys mentioned the masculine feminine dynamic. And so there's all of these are either videos or the screen shares or supplemental documents to go with it. That now, instead of taking up time in the workshop, I give assignments in between the workshops so people can watch these videos. And like down here, the husband in your own feminine. I know a lot of guys really like that. We talk a lot about masculine, feminine energies. We talk about cooperative, reciprocal relationships, how to fill your own bucket. We do a container for change during the entire 5 weeks where you pick one thing you want to change about your life in your nice guy recovery. And I give you tools for focusing in on that, and the guys support each other. So these are all videos that guys can watch in between. Then each week I record and cut up the calls. And so here was week one, just general introduction, the guided meditation of a grounding, then our discussion of the meditation, and then just member sharing. Week two, a guided visualization of living your best life. And then talk about masculine, feminine. Now, as Carl was saying, my background is as a therapist. So I'm not highly structured in that, okay, we're going to do this week. And even when I led groups, when I left private practice about seven, 8 years ago, I was leading 5 men's groups a week. And my approach always has been, let's just take where people are at right now and go to work on that. And so that's what I do. So for example, my Friday workshop and Sunday workshop, even though there's often a lot of overlap between things we talk about, because nice guys are nice guys, Friday may go one complete direction and Sunday go complete another direction, because there's just different people with different needs. I do try to adapt what is needed. I tell everybody that joins a workshop, you are responsible for getting what you need out of this, but you have to tell me. So every week has a check-in, you know, what's up? What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? And I do my best to cover as much as that while I weave in a lot of the core nice guy recovery principles, like the container for change, like masculine and feminine. This time around, for the first time ever, I did a father wound meditation. I'd never done that before. Really powerful stuff. So you know, both workshops ended up spending like almost an entire 3-hour period doing dad work, right? How many of you have done your father work? That's powerful. And then, in this one, you see, Sid led a mindfulness meditation. So I usually have one of my assistants lead a meditation sometime during the program. Here we did nonlinear movement practice. That is so cool. That's just where you move around to music with no agenda to it. Here we did an iron shirt, Qigong practice. And then also there's a lot of other resources, articles I've had you can read, some diagrams that I use. Then look, a bunch of podcasts that are part of the program as well that you get as part of it. And then just some of my favorite books, not required reading, but just some resources. So this is all, you know, the basic, you know, structure of what you get, both TPI and coach certification. Now, one of the people, alumni, mentioned MeWe and Signal. Well, let me just mention Signal. It's a encrypted. I used to use WhatsApp because everybody in the world does, and I'm in Mexico, so everybody here does. Facebook bought it 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, paid $19 billion for it. You know, why would a company buy an app that creates no income whatsoever for $19 billion? Well, there's only one reason: to steal the data from it, which is what Facebook does. And when they announced about a month ago they were going to make people sign, basically commit, you can steal all my data. I was just starting the last, my last workshop group, and I mentioned Signal, and everybody unanimously said, let's move it to Signal. So I'm trying my best to move off WhatsApp, and Signal's great. So this gives a way guys can just chat throughout the week, share stuff, post a video, ask questions, post a link, and the guys just stay in touch through this. So I set up a group thread for each workshop where guys can stay in touch on Signal. I also set up something called a MeWe page. Now, probably the guys in my virtual workshops are the only people on the planet that know of MeWe. It was built to be an alternative to Facebook. It will never displace Facebook. But the nice thing about it is they don't steal data. It's private. And that's why I use it. I hate Facebook. I hate Mark Zuckerberg. He's the only person on the planet I hate, just because he's such a scumbag. And you know, we let him have every inch of information about our personal lives. So I try to limit how much I give Zuckerberg. So I use MeWe, and I'm just going to scroll here a little bit because I kind of want to protect confidentiality of people who posted videos. But here is where I put the homework assignments. People post homework videos. They can post, there's a video of me. They can post their homework assignments. So we use MeWe. The Signal app gets a lot more use than the MeWe, but the MeWe makes it easier to keep track of like the homework and what you posted and watch videos. So I use MeWe in that regard. So those are the tools that I use. And as I said, the workshop, every session is different, in that I come in with some ideas of where we might go, but I adapt it to what the needs of the people are that are there. And with my primary agenda of building tribe and community to where these people get to carry on with these connections long after they're done with the workshop. I think that's really all I wanted to share with you guys. Oh, by the way, I will post all of this on the same resource page that you accessed this call from. I'll completely change that page around. It'll have what I've recorded today from this. And I will post the $100 coupon code. If you do decide to sign up for a March workshop, that will be on that page. And there'll be a few other things to check out there as well. The sign-up links for the workshops will be on the page. So I just want to mention that. So just go back to the same page that is on your account at drglover.com for this webinar to access the recordings, the coupon, and links to if you do want to sign up for a workshop. So I'm going to stop talking, and I'll just take any questions that anybody has. If you have any question about the TPI, what to expect, the coach certification program, anything, just raise your hand, raise your digital hand, raise your manual hand. Either way, I'll be happy to take any questions. Jesse, I see your hand up. Good to see you again, by the way.
Yeah, nice to see you too. I think
I just saw him yesterday.
I think the daylight saving thing must have missed. But am I an hour late? Was I?
Yeah, you came in an hour late, but I'm glad you made it. You're a musician. You're used to starting late, right?
I know. It's 7 o'clock in New Zealand. Anyway, it's still early for me. All I wanted to say, I don't know much about the course. It's just something I'm really interested in. And I've been recommending the book to a lot of people I know, and it's been blowing everyone away. I only discovered the book at Christmas time. But yeah, I'm really keen on taking this work further, and I don't even know how much it costs or anything like that. Is that all on the website? Or
all of that's on the website, and all of that I mentioned the resource page that you'll go back to. Give me about 6 hours after this call and I'll have that all updated. All the prices are on there for both TPI coach certification. Excuse me, what I'll say, you have choice of paying all one payment up front. You save 10% if you do that, or you can split it in two and pay half and then half before it starts. And then, as I said, that there's a $100 coupon that can be used for Friday or Sunday, TPI or coach certification. All that'll be on the resource page, all the cost of it. And, you know, I would just say, if you wanted to take your nice guy recovery forward, I've always been a big fan. You're in a group with Chuck, one of my coaches and my sister.
I've only literally joined that 2 days ago.
And I dropped, Chuck invited me to drop in yesterday and do a Q&A with that group. And that's where I saw Jesse for the first time. And I'm a big believer of men's group. I did majority of my recovery in a men's program. I've done 12-step work with men. I was in a men's program for 4 or 5 years doing my personal recovery. As I said, I've taught men's groups, led men's groups for 25 years. At one time, I was leading 5 No More Mr. Nice Guy men's groups a week. I am still in a men's program. I just believe in men working with men. And I think when especially comes to nice guy recovery, it's better to do it in a group than do it one-on-one. Now, one-on-one can have benefit, but I promise you, I'm a guy. I start talking with another guy, right? And we get in our heads real quick, right? We start analyzing. When you get in a group context, you're in a social context, right? Who you are socially shows up in that context. And people get to know you in that context rather than this is one-on-one coach-client relationship. And, you know, if we do irritating things, that shows up and we get feedback. You know, as somebody said a minute ago, you find out you're not alone. You're not the only person that, you know, spends too much time jerking off to porn. You find out you're not the only one that tries too hard to make your woman happy and she's never happy. You find out you're not the only one that's never connected with your father and you have a hard time connecting with men. You find out you're not alone. And that's probably the biggest chunk of nice guy recovery right there is finding out you're not alone. So whether you do this workshop or now or later, it's like a men's group on steroids. It really takes it to the next level. It's both teaching content and process of you getting to work on your own individual stuff. So, and the reason I do 2 different times a day, because like the one is Friday night, my time, the other Sunday morning, about noon, my time, just to hit different parts of the world. And this Sunday, actually, if I recall, the Friday program, I'm going off memory now. Friday program, I think, is better for New Zealand time. If I'm going on.
I have to check all that out, but yeah.
Yeah, but all of that, the times are all on that, the resource page, if you go check that out when we're done.
I'll do that. I mean, I work for myself. I can be pretty flexible. I've learned heaps so far, even from the call yesterday. Learned heaps, and I took a bunch of notes and shared them with my wife, and she's really open. I mean, I guess my wife hasn't worked. She's a motivational speaker. She hasn't really worked for the last year and a half because of COVID, and she's about to start training for a new consultancy role today. So I think the dynamic's going to change here a little bit. As a musician, I've actually been quite successful, but she didn't have any kids when we got married and stuff, and I sort of thought, you know, we'd be 50-50 pulling the load here, and it feels like I just wanted to drink beer and play guitar all day, but I'm the one who's earning all the money in the family at the moment. That's going to change. That dynamic's going to change now, and it scares me a little bit. I actually shared that with her, but we share pretty much everything. But
well, I'm just going to jump in, so you know we don't get off too much going down. You know, talking about personal stuff, I'd rather stay. You know, talking about the workshop. So, yeah, several guys who've done the workshops, most people come do work with me when they're in a transition period, right? Mm-hmm. Either they just found the book, like some people, or their marriage isn't going great, or they need to change their job situation, or, you know, they just got broken up with, or they can't get laid. So, you know, and these are all the dynamics we talk about. So going through transition is a great time to do a workshop. All right. All right, go ahead. Ben, I want to go on and take more questions. Okay, thanks, Jesse. Kartik, you had your hand up.
Yes, and actually, kind of what you were talking about with Jesse, sort of. I'm good. I don't have another question, but I've really enjoyed today and just hearing more, and I really love the breathing exercise. That was beautiful. So thank you, Dr. Robert.
Glad you came by. Now, one thing I'll say that, you know, my background is in relationships. My PhD is in marriage and family therapy. So I started work as a marriage therapist over 30 years ago. I got my first degree in marriage and family therapy in 1977, you know, before a bunch of you were born. So I've been doing relationship work for a long time. And so those of you who've worked with me know that a lot of the work we do is around love, relationship, sex, because that's just, you know, it's been my bread and butter for a long time. So I think, you know, what a lot of you find, take away from doing a workshop with me, is that you'll find a significant shift in your relationships and showing up very differently for a relationship. And I think that's something you could expect. Any other questions about the workshops? Anything about them whatsoever? All right. Well, we'll wrap it up with that then. I appreciate everybody that has come out. As I said, give me a few hours. My assistant will help me get the recordings put up on the revamped resource page that you got to this call from. And check it out. The sign-up links are there. If you have any questions, drop me an email. Be glad to answer any questions you have. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do it. Thank you for the alumni that dropped in. I appreciate the good words you had to say. And good to see your faces again. And as I said, you know, this is all about building community, because our lives just get better. We work better when we have tribe. And if you're looking for tribe, this is a great way to go to build one from scratch. You know, start with 10 strangers and then, you know, 5 weeks later going, oh my God, I want to talk to these guys the rest of my life. And that really happens. All right. Thank you for dropping by. And again, drop me a line if you have any questions, and hope to see many of you again very soon.
Thanks, Dr. Glover, as always.